the word that God has placed in my spirit is traumatized and all shook up. He put this in my spirit because I'm going to talk to the body and also to the world, those that are watching on Facebook, those that will get this. And I want to talk to everyone that's been experiencing some changes and challenges in their life. I know that I have. And I'm going to talk about the things that the enemy is trying to bring our way. But we as children of God have to understand that there's power in the blood of Jesus. Amen. I have a scripture here that I'm going to talk to you about. But I want to also let you know, if you turn with me to Judges 16:26, and I'm going to move pretty quickly because we are also under a time restriction. In the book of Judges, the 16th chapter and the 28th verse, it says here, then Simon called to the Lord and said, O Lord God, please remember me and please strengthen me just this time. Someone say, just this time. Oh God, that I may at once be revenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. The word that God has placed in my heart this morning is, there are going to be experiences that you have that's going to traumatize you, even in the natural and in the spiritual. And a lot of times we as Christians, we feel like we have never been under a traumatic experience. Traumatized means that you have experienced something that has shooken you, that has moved your inner spirit. So when you're traumatized, it's something that always stays in your memory. And so God began to give me a word. And in the scripture, it says when Samson called unto the Lord, he said, oh, Lord, please remember me because of where I'm at right now. Now, Samson, the thing is that Samson, those that know the story about Samson, he was called from God, but yet he kept on putting himself in a compromising situation. And you know, sometimes what we do is we think that because we're called to be children of God, we think that stuff ain't going to happen. Look what's going on right now in the country. Look what's going on with this pandemic. Look what's going on with the issue with George Floyd. I need you to know that God has shown me that the world and the body of Christ is traumatized and they're in a state of lost. And I'm here this morning to encourage the body because in the scripture, when Samson felt that he had no more hope, he began to cry unto God and say, Lord, I need your help this one last time. How many of you have been in a situation where you've been there? Where you said, Lord, just do it for me one more time. So in the scripture, when Samson said, he says, please remember me. Please strengthen me just one more time. The reason why we need to get this in our spirit this morning is because some of us never thought we would ever experience a pandemic. Oh, I'm a child of God. Nothing can go wrong. Some of us look at what's going on in society today and we're picking sides and trying to get all mingled up in it. But God is trying to say he's shaking up your faith because he's trying to get you to a place where you have already committed yourself that for God I live and for God I die. I know that the situations that I even put myself in, but God, can you please help me this one more time? And the reason why I'm preaching this morning is because sometimes we think that because we have the strength of where you can fight against lions and tigers and bears like Samson, he kept on challenging God because he was doing things that were out of the will of God, and then he would get himself in a predicament. How many been there? You get yourself in a predicament because you were trying to do it in your own strength, and now he's all tied up. Say, Lord, help me one more time. And I need the church to know that God is a God that said he would be with us in all situations. And one of the problems that I want to get the church to know is when you have a traumatic experience, that means an experience what the devil is trying to keep in your memory at all times. He don't want you to be delivered, so he wants you to keep on going back to that situation that you used to be held up with. But in the scripture, it says to us, he says, oh God, he said, please remember me. Now, when you hear that scripture, when it says, please remember me, I need you to know, just like you with your friends, you ever go back and see some friends that you used to hang out with, but they don't hang out with you anymore for many years, like maybe 20 years. You know what they usually do? When you do see them, maybe at a reunion or at a wedding, they go back to where they last remembered you. They don't talk about what you're doing now. They remembered you if you were out there throwing rocks at cars. I remember someone before said, and they didn't know me since I was a kid. They said, oh, Mark, I remember you used to always beat up kids. You see what I mean? But because they remembered you at your last state. But I need you to know that the enemy is trying to traumatize the church because he's trying to get you out of your normality, meaning out of your natural relationship with the Father. So he's getting us in a situation where we can't ask for help because we're traumatized. We're all shooken up. And I use that word shook up. Because shook means somebody shook you. Somebody put you in a place where you're uncomfortable or a situation came your way that you can't get your own breakthrough because you're shook up. And when you're shaking up, how many of you have experienced a car accident or something like that? Or I was playing football and I'm running with the ball. Uh-oh, that looks good on camera. Oh. Where I'm running with the football and somebody clocked me. And when I got tackled, I shook myself because I wasn't in my proper state of mind. And this is where Samson was, where he kept on playing with God. He kept on putting himself in a compromising situation. And now he finds himself in bondage and he can't get out. And he's saying to God, he said, I need you to please help me this one last time. We have to understand that just because we have a relationship with God and we know the Lord as our Lord and Savior, sometimes we put ourselves in situations where the enemy's trying to get you to not be able to cry out for help. And I need the body to know that he said, I'm your help in a time of trouble. So what are you going through right now? What is your challenge right now? You might be shaken up, but I want you to now get yourself together and get yourself in your right mind so that you can call on Jesus even in a time of prayer. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. I know you have your mask on, but you still can give God some praise. Hey, come on, somebody. Give God some praise right now. The pandemic came, and if that wasn't enough, now riots came, and if that's not enough, somebody got choked out. But God said, this is what's happening to the church. The church is getting choked out, where we're losing our sight on God and looking at man and flesh and all that's going wrong. But I know that you need to understand that. Just say to God, please help me right now. How many of you can do that? So Samson got himself in a situation where he was a man of God. The Bible says that he was called in the mother's womb. And then the angel of the Lord came and said how he must be raised. Some of us been like that. But I want you to know that God said his grace is sufficient. Turn to somebody and say his grace is sufficient. What does that mean? It means his grace is more than enough. You see, sometimes what we do,
hallelujah,
sometimes what we do is we get all into this false narrative where we believe that we're unstoppable, that we can't be shook or shaken. But I need you to know that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So whatever you're going through right now, the church needs to stop picking on you and stop lifting you up, because God said he's where you are even when you're in your brokenness. So this message is to let the church know that even though you're shaken and you're shook, God is still with you in the midst. But you have to do one thing. You have to ask him for help. Uh-oh. You have to call on Jesus even in a time of need. So right here in the scripture, it says, oh God, he said, this is why I want help. He said, I want help so that I may be avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. So you know what? He was upset because they poked out his eyes. God has showed me through the word and through prayer. He said that there's going to offense is coming to the church. And the offense that's coming to the church in the world is not only spiritual, but it's going to be natural. That's why in the scripture it says, what shall separate you from the love of Christ? This is why I need you to know that so many times we quote nothing, but then when we're in something, then we become breakable. But I need you to know that God has to be the one that you rely on, regardless of what situation you find yourself in, because only he can deliver you. Man can kill the body, but he cannot touch your soul. And so one of the things I'm trying to get in the body, God is beginning to show unto me. He said, when he said in his word, what shall separate you? We got to get back to that what shall separate me state of mind and praise, where we start to understand we are being separated from stuff that don't even make sense. Now, Samson was a man of God, and he had all the strength in the world. So the Bible says that Samson was able to defeat his captives. He was one that was able to shake himself. But you know, in the scripture, it says that Samson gave his secrets. He gave his secrets up for the lust of his flesh. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. I need you to know that during times like these, we do need a savior. What does savior mean? Savior means a deliverer. How many of you need a deliverer right now? I need a deliverer. I need you to understand that every one of us are going to need help sometime. And too many times we act like we're invincible in our own strength. But all I'm trying to get you to see right now as a body, there's going to be traumatic things that's going to happen to you in your life. This is what thus said the Lord. You can't shout it away. You can't praise it away. You have to ask for help sometime. You got to, and when you call on Jesus, he will answer prayers. But the enemy's job is to steal, kill, and destroy. So what he wants to do is take away the little bit of faith. The Bible says if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. There's a mountain that you're going through right now. There's a Goliath that you're facing right now. And you think that you cannot make it through it because it's so big. But God said a little bit of faith can move mountains. There's something that you heard that's going to attack your natural body. There's something that the doctor told you that is saying that it ain't going to be all right. But that's when you turn on the faith seed and you ask for God's help in the midst of the trial. To Too many times we read scriptures and we don't get the logistics of it. We look at it as a fairy tale. But in this story, it says Samson called out to the Lord. He began to cry unto God. And he said, please remember me. And I need you to know that. How many of you ever walked with God so long you said, Lord, I've been saved for a long time. He said, I don't care about that. All I need you to say is please and remember me. Because that's who we serve. He's not worried about where your situation is right now. He's just there to help you. Can you give God some praise right now? Can you give God some praise right now? See, God don't want no coward soldiers. He wants somebody that's willing to fight. There's a reason why the enemy wants to close the doors of the church. He wants you to only look at us online. He wants you to stay in your bed because I want you to know that the devil has a strategy against the will of God. He wants to take you out of fellowship. He wants to take you out of strength. He wants to get you in a place called dryness in a weary land, in a desert place. A desert place is somewhere where you're thirsty. When you're thirsty, that means you're going to do all that you can to get just a little bit of water. How many of you have ever looked at one of them natural shows that they show people where they drop them in the desert or drop them in the jungle and they see how long they can survive? They begin to do things they wouldn't do in their natural self. Come on, somebody. They begin to eat out of the trash. They begin to eat bugs that they would never consider eating for protein. I need you to know that some of us are in our dry places. We've been going through this pandemic and we're sitting in our living room and we're saying, Lord, I don't know what to do. So they begin to lose their faith and turn on God. But this is when you're supposed to cry out to God and say, please remember me, Lord. Now, I need the church to know that only what you do for Christ is going to last. So what is it that you're trying to get to last? Flesh and blood. The Bible says flesh and blood shall pass away. Some of us act like we're supposed to last in this always. This is supposed to pass away. So if you ain't working out your soul, if you allow the devil to get in your mind and convince you that you don't need the Lord that way, where you don't need to serve him that way, keep on compromising. That's when you're going to find yourself like Samson, where he was crying to God. And check this out. He lost his eyes. Now, some of us would be like this. Oh, you know, I know the Lord said nothing going to happen to me. Matter of fact, I remember when I was fighting that lion. I jabbed him first a couple times. I jacked him up in his rib. Then I stabbed him, took his head off. God remembers that. No, no, no. That was last week's battle. I need you to know sometimes we as Christians, we beat and we bruise and we offend one another over and over again because we're now over a certain situation. Now I feel that I'm spiritually strong. I can shake myself and get myself out of any situation. This is what Samson was like. He thought that he could get himself out of anything. What's coming now, thus said the Lord, is going to be something great upon the earth that we're not going to be able to get ourselves out of. And because of that, there's going to be much, much pain. And he's just saying to the body of Christ to get ready. Now, how can I prepare a church for a message like that, that God has placed in my spirit? The only way I can prepare you is you have to cry out to God and say, please remember me. We rejoice about how the children of Israel were delivered out of the hands of the enemy. But don't you know, when they left Egypt, the enemy chased after them? And they had many of nights without food. That means some of them starved to death. The Bible says that man born of a woman has but a few days. So how can I help you, church, to get ready for whatever comes? The Bible says that we must be ready. Turn to somebody and say, I must be ready. If you turn me to one more scripture, then I'm going to let you go because I'm going to do the right thing. How many enjoying this message? Praise God. Give God some good. Turn to somebody and say, God is working things out. Check this out. Jesus was called to do the work of the Lord, and he knew even in the Garden of Gethsemane, he began to cry out. And I'm going to be turning to the book of Matthew, the 17th chapter, the 27th chapter, and 46 and 47. This is interesting because this is Jesus, the Son of God, the Almighty Jesus. And because some of us saints think that we invincible. We think that nothing can happen to us and no one can mess with us because I know the Lord. But I want you to see what happened to Jesus. It says, in about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli. It says, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now, this is the Son of God on the cross. He began to cry out and say, Eli, Eli, my God, why have you forsaken me? God has shown me that some of you are going through that same experience right now where you're crying out and saying, Lord, why have you forsaken me? Samson cried out, please, please remember me. We always want the gospel of jumping, of blessings. But how about when there's a word that's going out throughout the land where God is saying that there's going to be trying times? So how do you draw strength in them in that time? That's when you must understand that his grace is sufficient. Turn to somebody and say, his grace is sufficient. And when I say that his grace is sufficient, we have to understand that we have to get out of our cliques, and we got to get out of walking and running with the crowds. And we must understand that the challenge of this life is for this generation. But we also must understand that even though you're in a state of being traumatized or you experienced something of your past or something you're going through right now, you have to understand that God will never forsake you. Now, when they talk about never forsake you, we're talking about he's where you're at. He's in your storm. He's among you in your life experience. When Peter was in the boat with Jesus and the water began to roar, and Jesus stepped out and he called Peter and said, come, and Peter walked out on water, he began to lose his faith when he took his eyes off of Christ. See, that's where I'm going with this. You might be traumatized. You might be shaken up by what's been going on in the land with this pandemic. You might be overwhelmed right now. But Jesus is saying, if you had enough faith to step out of the boat, why can't you continue to see and keep your eyes on him throughout the whole walk with him? And you know why we can't do it is because we're trying to line up with what society says line up with, what the church says line up with. But I need you to know you got to line up with Christ. See, so even when Jesus was in the midst of the storm, it talks about when Jesus was in the belly of the ship, it began to roar, and it looked like they were all going under. But Jesus said, I hold ye of little faith, because it was a man of God that was in a boat with them, and instead of them calling on Jesus, they were shooken with fear. I'm going to ask you all to stand. they were overwhelmed with fear. So imagine being a disciple of Christ, having all the faith, all the strength, all the capabilities in the world. Samson could do anything he wanted to do. He had the strength, but he couldn't free himself. Uh-oh, that's a word in itself.
Praise God, praise God. Praise God. I hope that you enjoyed the word you heard today. Remember, even though the enemy's trying to traumatize us and shake us up, God is still working in our favor. Please share this podcast with somebody. Let them know that God is moving at House of Praise, located at Manchester, New Hampshire. Please come and visit us when you're in the area. I'm Pastor Mark Cho. And again, we pray that you continue to be blessed. If you want to send a donation to our ministry, you can go online and go to houseofpraisenep.org. Again, houseofpraisenep.org. And you can click on donate and you can be a blessing to our ministry. Also, you can send something to 1850 Elm Street. And the area code, zip code is 03104. We hope to see you. Have a blessed day.